I'm Melanie Phillips, and this is Teach Me to Walk in the Light, Episode 2, Know Your Why. This podcast is for people who want to learn how to effectively teach, persuade, and lead those within their reach to walk in the light of Christ. I am your host, Melanie Phillips. Hey, welcome to another episode of Teach Me to Walk in the Light podcast, helping you teach more effectively at home and in your calling. In each episode, I teach a new gospel principle and I share with you how you can apply it to your life and how to teach it to your family and family home evening. I also share a new teaching tip and hashtag Take Time for Family suggestion each and every week. Thank you for being here and for listening. You know, it's a new year. It's that exciting time where we all make new goals. Perhaps some of your goals sound like this.
Go to Africa.
Lose weight.
Read the Book of Mormon.
To pass my first semester of college with high grades.
Eat healthier.
Survive.
Do more service.
To find more me time every day.
To lose weight.
To not procrastinate.
To survive raising teenagers.
To organize my kitchen.
Finish personal progress.
To climb Pike's Peak.
Donate my hair.
To learn all my times tables.
Bike 10 miles.
Run a marathon.
It's fun to make new goals and think about all the things you want to do and accomplish. You know, that 10 pounds that you know you will for sure lose this year, or that marathon that you are determined to run. The sad part to making goals is when the newness and excitement wears off and then reality sets in. You know, the goal starts to get tough and soon you find yourself not doing anything towards your goal until eventually you forget what your goal was to begin with. So why? Why do we set goals? What's the point? Why do we do it? President Kimball once said, quote, "We do believe in setting goals. We live by goals. We must have goals to make progress," unquote. Goals are so we can make progress. But what progress are we trying to make? What is our ultimate goal? Hopefully that is an easy one for you. You know, although we are all different with different ambitions, our ultimate goal should be the same, which is eternal life and exaltation. And you know what? That's Heavenly Father's goal too. In Moses 1:39, it says, "For behold, this is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." He is working towards that goal, and we should too. Now think of it this way. What happens if we don't have any goals? Not even the ultimate goal of eternal life. What if that's just a nice thought, but nothing that we are consciously really working towards? Would that have an impact on our lives? It reminds me of President Monson's talk, the one where he mentions Alice in Wonderland and the part in the movie, you know, where she comes to a crossroads with two paths in front of her, each going in two opposite directions. And as she contemplates which way to turn, she is confronted by the cat. And Alice asks the cat, "Which path should I take?" And the cat answers, "Well, that depends where you want to go. If you do not know where you want to go, it doesn't matter which path you take." Then President Monson said, quote, "Unlike Alice, we know where we want to go, and it does matter which way we go. For the path we follow in this life leads to our destination in the next life," unquote. How important it is that we know where we are going and we make it our goal. If we don't, then in reality, you know, I guess we really don't care what path our lives take, and we could very well find ourselves wandering around and eventually on a path that leads us away from our Father in heaven. But as President Monson said, we do know where we want to go, and the path we choose in this life leads to our destination in the next. how important it is to make it our goal and then be focused on that goal. I mean, when we are focused, we will naturally line ourselves up on the path we need to take to get there. By being focused, we can better evaluate ourselves to know if at some point we are starting to veer off. Because what happens if we veer off the path that leads us to our goal? I'm going to let President Uchtdorf answer that question in this story that he shares.
In 1979, a large passenger jet with 257 people on board left New Zealand for a sightseeing flight to Antarctica and back. Unknown to the pilots, however, someone had modified the flight coordinates by a mere 2 degrees. This error placed the aircraft 28 miles to the east of where the pilots assumed they were. As they approached Antarctica, the pilots descended to a lower altitude to give the passengers a better look at the landscape. Although both were experienced pilots, neither had made this particular flight before, and they had no way of knowing that the incorrect coordinates had placed them directly in the path of Mount Erebus, an active volcano that rises from the frozen landscape to a height of more than 12,000 feet. As the pilots flew onward, the white of the snow and ice covering the volcano blended with the white of the clouds above, making it appear as though they were flying over flat ground. By the time the instruments sounded the warning that the ground was rising fast towards them, it was too late. The airplane crashed into the side of the volcano, killing everyone on board. It was a terrible tragedy brought on by a minor error, a matter of only a few degrees. Through years of serving the Lord and countless interviews, I have learned that the difference between happiness and misery in individuals, in marriages, and families often comes down to an error of only a few degrees.
The success or failure of this life depends upon having our eyes fixed on our ultimate goal, our ultimate destination, and then setting smaller goals in order to progress towards that bigger goal. You know, the new year is a great time to evaluate ourselves on a spiritual level and decide what goals we should be making to keep us on course towards our ultimate destination so that we don't start veering off. I mean, we all make mistakes. We all get off course at times. But I love what President Uchtdorf also said about this in his talk. He said, quote, "The heavens will not be filled with those who never made mistakes, but with those who recognized that they were off course and who corrected their ways to get back in the light of the gospel truth," unquote. My challenge to you this week is to evaluate yourself and decide on a spiritual goal that you can work on this year. Perhaps it's spend more time reading your scriptures, becoming a full tithe payer, working on your marriage or relationship with another family member. And you know what's great is that you can pray to your Heavenly Father and He can help you come up with a goal that is perfect for you. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And He has promised that He will help us make our weak things become strong. Come up with your goal this week, and then next week I'll share with you how you can stick to your goals. Right now, let's talk about how we can teach your family the reason why we set goals. Family home evening suggestion. If you want to do a family home evening on why we set goals, let me make some suggestions. For the song, you could do the hymn, Improve the Shining Moments, or you can do the primary song, Choose the Right Way. And then start out with this attention getter or activity where you tell your family you're going to start family home evening with a game. And you give each family member a random game piece from a variety of games. For example, you'd give one person money from Monopoly, and you'd give another person checker pieces. You'd give another person Uno cards. And then you tell them to go ahead and play. Don't give them any instructions or directions, and then just wait. It won't take them long to start commenting and asking questions and being just confused about what's going on. Give them a few seconds, let them be confused, and then discuss how hard it is to play a game when you don't know what the ultimate goal of the game is. When you don't know the point or goal of the game, you don't know how to win the game. And then for the scripture, have someone tell or summarize Lehi's dream found in 1 Nephi chapter 8. And discuss how, unlike the game that you tried at the beginning, we know what our goal in life is, and that is to reach the tree of life. And the iron rod shows us how to do that. You can also mention how Heavenly Father's goal is also for us to obtain eternal life. You can refer to Moses chapter 1, verse 39. And then move right into the lesson in which you discuss the importance of setting goals each year so that we can be sure that we are progressing towards our ultimate goal of reaching the tree of life and returning to live with our Heavenly Father. If we don't make goals, then it's easier for us to get off the straight and narrow path that leads us there. And this is where you can show the video clip of President Uchtdorf's talk where he shares the story of the airplane crash. There is a link to the video clip in my show notes found at melanieslibrary.com/teachme2. Or just go to melanieslibrary.com and click on podcast in the menu and you'll find it. Show the video clip and then discuss what happened in the story and how that can relate to us and the importance of each year setting new goals that will make sure we stay on the path that will get us back to our Father in heaven. You could also ask them this question that President Uchtdorf asks in his talk and wait for their answer before sharing President Uchtdorf's answer. This is what he asks, quote, "Suppose you were to take off from an airport at the equator, intending to circumnavigate the globe, but your course was off by just 1 degree. By the time you return to the same longitude, how far off course would you be? A few miles? 100 miles? The answer might surprise you. An error of only 1 degree would put you almost 500 miles off course, or 1 hour of flight for a jet." Unquote. For discussion, you could have everyone give examples of some goals someone might make to help them progress towards returning back to Heavenly Father. And then challenge them this week to come up with a goal that they feel that they could work on and encourage them to pray about it. Because next week for Family Home Evening, everyone can share their goals and you guys will be discussing ways to ensure that they achieve their goals. Now on to your teaching tip for the day. Today's teaching tip goes along with pretty much what we've been talking about, the why we set goals. Knowing your why or the reason that you are doing anything affects the thing that you do. There was a video by Michael Jr., and I'll link to it in my show notes. But in this video, he talks about how knowing your why affects your what. He calls on a gentleman in the audience and he asks this gentleman to sing a few bars of the song Amazing Grace. And the guy does. He's a music teacher, he knows how to sing, so he's not embarrassed to do it. But then Michael Jr. asks him to sing it again, but this time to imagine his uncle just got out of jail, he got shot in the back, and all these, you know, horrible things happened. And this time when he sang the song, imagining all of this, he belted out this song so beautifully and so powerful, much more moving and powerful than the first time when he had sang the song. And so Michael Jr.'s point at the end is, quote, when you know your why, your what has more impact because you're walking in or towards your purpose, unquote. Watch the video. The link will be in my show notes. And this just, it goes perfectly, for example, with the new ministering program. The sister, Jean B. Bingham, has said, quote, the purpose behind replacing home and visiting teaching with ministering wasn't simply to change how we take care of each other, but to help us be more guided by why, unquote. Ministering, the old program, was all about the what. What do I do? I go in once a month, I give this lesson, and I check mark it off my to-do list. The new ministering program focuses more on the why we are doing this. So my tip today, in everything you do, in everything you pursue in life, as a parent, as a ministering sister, in your calling at church, focus on the why you are doing it. As you do, it will make what you do more purposeful and have longer lasting effects on you and those within your reach. And last but not least today, an idea for hashtag take time for family. Real quick, let me first suggest to get with your family and make a winter bucket list. Get a whiteboard or just a piece of paper that you can hang up and make a list of like 10 to 15 things that you want to do together as a family this winter. This gets the family excited to do things together. They look forward to it, and it helps your kids to feel like they're involved in the process. Then each week, as you plan your week, plan one activity off of the family's winter bucket list. Your kids will love it. And as you do these things, take photos, of course. And when you post them on Instagram or Facebook, put the hashtag take time for family. I would love it if we totally filled the social media world with examples of spending quality time with our families. I'm going to do it, and I want you to do it too. One suggestion I have to put on your winter bucket list is this. Something simple. Do something in the snow. If you're like me and it doesn't snow where you live, drive up the mountain to snow, or probably the second best thing is go find an ice skating rink nearby. That's pretty close to being as cold as being in the snow. But if possible, if you can, definitely plan something with snow. Kids love snow, and they love it even more when mom or dad is actually out in the snow with them. Build a snowman, build a snow fort, go sledding, or have a snowball fight. We used to live in a place where there was snow, and one of our family's fondest memories is sledding down the hills around our house. And one time, my kids, they'd build a snowman, and in front of the snowman, they built a ramp with the snow. And all of this, of course, was at the bottom of the hill. So then they'd slide down the hill and they'd hit the ramp and they'd go airborne just enough to crash through the snowman. Fun times, great memories. If you have any fun ideas that you like to do with your family in the winter time, I'd love to hear them. Simply email me at melanieslibrary@gmail.com and in the subject line put hashtag take time for family, and maybe I'll share your idea on an episode. Be sure and check out the show notes for today's show. It'll have all the links to everything I've shared, and you can find it at Melanie's Library. That's www.melanieslibrary.com, MELANIES library.com. /teach me 2. This is also where you can become a part of the Teach Me to Walk in the Light Family Home Evening email group. Each week, I email the group a simple, easy-to-use outline of the Family Home Evening suggestion that I share on the podcast, making Family Home Evening preparation as simple as possible for you. That's it for today. Thanks so much for listening, and be sure and check back next week to learn how to stick to those goals. Have yourself a great rest of the week. Until next time. Want more teaching helps and gospel-related resources? Be sure and go to Melanie's Library at www.melanieslibrary.com. This is also where you can find the show notes for all the Teach Me to Walk in the Light podcast episodes. And while you're there, make sure you sign up for my monthly Finding Joy newsletter that is always packed full of great resources and delivered right to your inbox. Everything you need to be the most effective teacher you can be at home and in your calling. Once again, thanks for listening.